Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski. On this episode, I'm fortunate to have on Maverick Yen. Maverick is a starting defensive back for the Merrimack football team and is one of the top returning players, not only at the FCS level, but in the country. Maverick, thanks for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Starting it off, you touched on, you've been back at it, working, grinding towards that senior season. But during this offseason specifically, what have you been working on in order to take your game to that level you want it to be at for your final season of college football?
The main thing that I've really been working on is speed, just trying to have that extra edge on my opponent. Another thing is, like, towards my game that I really can't work on, like, given these circumstances, is mainly just trying to create more turnovers. Because on film, like, the box score may show like I had like a decent amount of pass breakouts, but in reality, I could have had like three extra picks on my stat sheet. But, you know, that's something I can't work on out here. I just got to control that when the time presents itself.
In what ways do you think, based off of your experience, will you be able to turn those pass breakups and plays where you feel you can make an interception into turnover-worthy plays? Based off of like everything you've gone through, what do you think will change this year that will allow you to convert pass breakups to interceptions?
Definitely my confidence. You know, every year, like, it's more of an experience because, you know, we used to be a Division II program my first, like, couple of years here. Last year was our first FCS season. You know, obviously we're going against better competition. And the drop-off wasn't really too big for me, like, according, like, to my position, but, like, it was just a confidence thing. Like, I just had to prove myself against this competition. But now that, like, I'm acclimated to the level of play and the speed and everything, I feel like the confidence definitely be there to get more takeaways.
Did you notice, though, were there any differences just as a whole between now playing high-level FCS previously from Division II?
Probably the quarterback play and the offensive line play. Skill positions, really, I didn't really see that much of a drop-off.
Thinking about playing against top-tier quarterbacks, especially when we think of Central Connecticut State, had a really talented one. Just go through the schedule as a whole. This upcoming season, you guys get to play James Madison, Ben DiNucci, seventh-round pick of the Dallas Cowboys. You're getting NFL-caliber quarterbacks. In what ways do you think that is going to help your development and has helped your development as a player in the short time you guys have been playing at the FCS level?
Definitely going to come in handy because going against levels, that is definitely going to get me acclimated for the next level. And seeing competition like that week in and week out can definitely make me better as a whole. In terms of like receivers, quarterbacks, all types of skill positions in that matter.
Where you're at this point, we see the success level. NFL teams, they're going to be on notice. But just for casual fans as a whole, letting them know, what type of role did you play on this defense this past season in terms of position, just your overall leadership? What were your assignments as a defender for this Merrimack football team?
In our defense, we run like a 4-2-5. And like I play strong safety position, which is more times than not, honestly, for me, I'm more times in the slot. So like in our defense, we're more of a man-heavy team. We're like that type of scheme of defense. And I usually play man coverage on the team's best slot. That's like majority of my job. I'm press man, majority of the game. Play like a two deep shell. So sometimes I'm in quarters, sometimes I'm in too high, playing too deep. As far as leadership, I'm a guy that leads by example. You know, I can definitely steer guys in the right direction. I have a high IQ or a defense. I know what we're trying to accomplish on the side of the ball. So, and I have the experience in this defense. I played a lot of snaps. So, I'm definitely a guy that people can look up to and get that leadership from.
Continuing with the idea of leadership, you come in as a senior, one of the older guys, mentioned high IQ player, forced to do a lot of things in the defense. During this time period where you guys aren't necessarily all together, how have you been able to help younger guys or just the other defensive backs as a whole keep to what they need to be doing for you guys to have success next season?
With the secondary group that we have now that starts right now, we're pretty old. So after us, it's pretty much up on them. So I'm trying to like get in communication with as many guys as I can, whether it be through text, phone, Zoom, whatever, trying to get them acclimated and get them to understand that, you know, their time's definitely going to come. Even like when it could be a time where like I'm down, I might be injured or I may need a break or something like that, or any guy for that matter. Just have to like exercise for them, like their role in the defense, what their job is, and how they can play at a high level.
Maverick, you said experienced secondary that you guys have right now. How important is it to be on the same page and have a strong relationship with those guys? And how do you think that has translated onto the field?
It's funny because our group, like we've really been through everything with this program as far as like the transition to Division One. You know, the times we may have had like the ups and downs of the program when we were D2. And we pretty much all got acclimated to playing at this exact same time. We pretty much went through the changes of our defense, you know, like the scheme, what our coaches have asked of us, things like that. So we definitely have a high level of chemistry on the field and off the field as well. We have playmakers pretty much everywhere in our secondary. Probably our best corner, Caleb Holden. He has 8 career interceptions, 24 pass breakups. The film speaks for itself. Also, we have Jovan Grant. He's like, I really can't even compare him to nobody, man. Probably the closest person I could probably say, probably like a baby Cam Chancellor. Like, tackles from anywhere outside, inside the box. He could play middle of the field, has great range. Then we have another guy, Darian McKenzie. Lengthy guy, first year playing corner. He starts as well. He's like 6'2". Has three picks right now. He had like 10 plus pass breakups this past year. So we have a pretty much deep secondary on this end.
That's definitely a great group. And you get to play under Coach Dan Kern. And when you think about him, offensive-minded guy, how has your relationship grown with him? And how do you think he's helped you as a football player with what he's been able to bring to this program?
Me and Coach Kern have a great relationship because he's actually the guy that initially recruited me to come to Merrimack because he recruits the DMV area. So he's definitely helped me grow in terms of a player and helped me grow as like as far as just becoming a man, a young man in that sense. So me and Coach Kern definitely have a great relationship. You know, he tells me ways I can improve on my play, how can, you know, better lead the young guys, things of that nature.
And the recruiting process you touched on, he was the main guy for that process for you. But just as a whole, tell us a little bit about what your high school career was like for you, Maverick, that recruiting process and the eventual decision that you would take your talents to play for this program.
Initially, Merrimack was probably my best choice because out of high school, my test scores wasn't really that great. My high school team was really stacked, so we had players like coming in and out of the program. Like, I come from a school that has NFL talent that's currently in the NFL and that's playing at a high level. So, you know, my high school career was pretty cool. But as far as like recruiting, you know, I had like D2, like mid-major FCS schools that were interested, but I knew like coming out of high school, I wanted something different. And Merrimack offered that to me. So I feel like coming here definitely made me a better person. And I feel like I wouldn't trade that for the world.
Maverick, not just football, but as a general whole, how do you think that Merrimack has helped you progress to where you can have success once you leave college? And would you recommend it as a program that you think, in addition to the football, the academics, that kids should want to go to?
Merrimack is definitely headed in the right direction. As far as the program, it has nothing to go with up. As far as school, like one of the best schools in the country, as far as academics, especially for like engineering, business. I'm a business major, so I can speak on business behalf. We have the same curriculum as Harvard, the UR School of Business. Pretty much everything you would seek as far as that. Like, we just built a new nursing program, like a new building. You have new facilities everywhere. Definitely moving in the right direction in terms of like a school to look out for.
Maverick, you as a business major? We know next goal, NFL, but once your football career is over, is there a certain field you want to go into or career aspirations that you've thought of so far?
I'm a sports management major, and I also study finance as well. So I actually had a professor this past year. His job is actually to sell sponsorships to professional teams. He's worked with professional organizations all over the world. He's worked with NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, any professional league, you name it. He's pretty much sold a sponsorship to pretty much any team in that organization. So that's definitely something that I would get myself into after my playing career is over.
Interesting point. And when you were young, freshman coming in, redshirted, in what ways do you think that helped you progress and has made you the player you are today?
My redshirt year, definitely a humbling challenge for me because, you know, coming in, you know, I'm hungry, I'm ready to play and things like that. But I just had to get acclimated to the defense and I had to grow up. So it was definitely a big learning curve. You know, I had to learn a good amount of how my school was operating, things like that. But that spring, I really took to heart, you know, because I was pretty upset with myself. I had ended up doing a lot of soul searching. And then that spring was just a breakout spring for me. Like, my level of play grew. I'm making plays on the field, more acclimated with the defense. You know, like, I just made a big transformation as a whole, like, as a person. Like, my grades were better, everything. So that redshirt year was definitely a big learning curve for me.
At what point did it click for you and you changed your mentality and how you prepared for school, practices, training, studying film?
I'd say it all came together my sophomore year. It really all came together my sophomore year. My biggest increase as far as like putting it all together on film would probably be the year before last. So probably, yeah, like 2018. Yeah, that was probably my biggest transformation in terms of like putting everything together as far as school, film, and my play on the field.
What was it about your film game, Maverick, that you noticed changes on the field or the ability to break down and understand what the offense was doing? Like, how does that progress?
I really just got in the lab with my defensive coordinator, Coach Giannetti, and my the defensive back coach, Coach White, Coach Robat. They really helped me break the game down in ways that I probably couldn't see it before. My DB coach back home, Coach Coleman, definitely gave me insight on, you know, different ways that receivers can attack me, the way offenses can attack me, figure out what they're trying to do, like how they're trying to attack me, what they're best at, things of that nature, and just try to use that to my advantage.
As a whole, Maverick, not many guys say they've had this same level of success that you've had. Do you have any goals for next year, whether it be statistical or team goals?
Team goals, my goal is really just to win and then just prove that we belong because we have talent on this team that can definitely be considered some of the best talent in the country. That's definitely not a doubt. It's just position that we're in as far as like a new FCS program, like not too many, you don't get that many recognition. So that's definitely that. And then for me personally, it would really just be creating more turnovers and then just continuing to level my play up every week.
Maverick, you got to play Central Connecticut State last year. St. Francis was a good game. You got James Madison to finish off the season this year. And what ways did you see things on the field last season from this team that you guys can improve on to get to where you want to be and compete for a conference championship?
Definitely just taking advantage of opportunities to make the game go in our favor because we definitely had our fair share against some of the best teams in the country last year, like you said, where we could have had things go in our favor. But obviously, like, when you get down against teams like that, you can't let your foot off the gas. Like, you really just have to take advantage of opportunities when they're presented to you. So now that we've seen that as a team and that we've grown from that, we can definitely learn that we just have to take advantage of those opportunities when they're presented.
Maverick, what's a typical game day like for you at home, and what's it like playing at your home stadium?
It's crazy because it definitely changed every year, because we recently got a new field, I want to say like 2 years ago. The atmosphere has changed for sure, as far as like attendance-wise and everything like that. No new SCS program. It's definitely something that I can't explain. Merrimack is definitely a fun place to be. It's a good fan base. People come out. You know, my friends that I've built relationships with since my freshman year, everybody that I know, I've seen the fans all the time. It's definitely a good experience to come out, play in front of this home crowd. It's definitely a blessing.
Was there an away game for you, Maverick, throughout your career, whether it be because of the fans, just the overall atmosphere, something happened in the game that you remember as one of the best away games that you went up and played in?
Definitely Central Connecticut State. That atmosphere was crazy, because I remember pregame warmups. Like, it was a nice little crowd, not going to lie. But then, like, once we came out to get ready for kickoff, like, I just see this big group of the student section, like Central Connecticut student section on our side. Like, I like hostile environments personally. So it's like, once I seen that, is this atmosphere just clicked on a different level for me. Like, I love that game personally.
Thinking about your career and the top tier players you've gone up against, is there one that stands out to you as the best player you've had to go up against in your career?
All right, I'll give you two. I'll give you my whole career, and then I'll give you this past season. My whole career, I'd say Deontay Harris. I'm pretty sure you know who that is. He went to Assumption, any 10th school, Division II. He's the Saints return man. He actually made the Pro Bowl this past year, his first year as a return specialist. So that was probably definitely one of the best guys I faced. He could score from anywhere on the field. Like, that's a given. Like, he could definitely score from anywhere. And then probably this past year, I'd probably say Rashawn Henry, number two from St. Francis. He's about to be a UVA transfer this upcoming year.
Those are definitely both two really good choices. And when you watch the NFL film, it's an important idea of, all right, what do I take away from this? So based off the film you watch at the NFL level, or just games in general, are there certain guys you like to take pieces of their game and add them to yours? Or players that you emulate your game after or play similar to?
I like Tyrann Mathieu a lot. And I like Buda Baker a lot. And I say that because we have similar play style, like we have similar body types, same frame. I definitely take both of their styles of play into my game. I definitely study the way that, you know, they attack certain things so that I can translate into mine, because they play at a high level. You know, perennial Pro Bowl players. So those definitely some guys that I think after.
Two great examples as well. And hypothetical question, we know film is important, but training is also, hypothetically, if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or even someone retired, Maverick, who would it be and why?
That's a really, really tough question. I would have to say either Darrelle Revis or Primetime. Those guys are the best to probably ever play their position. I'd probably say Ed Reed as well.
All great choices. As a whole, though, because teams are going to see the tape, they see the tape with everyone, and that's an important aspect of things. But what sometimes goes unnoticed is how important interviews and teams understanding who you are as a person, that kind of gets thrown aside with the media as a whole. But what would you want GMs or scouts to know about who they're getting in Maverick Gamble and someone in the locker room and a person off the field?
Off the field, I'm really just a chill guy, you know, very humble guy. I'm a guy that likes to have fun, you know. I'm a guy that definitely is a spiritual person. I'm a family man. You know, I take the time out to see what my friends like to do, you know, things like that. I like to spend time with my family, my friends.
And Maverick, I know it's a little ways away. We got a lot of time before them, but have you thought at all about signing an NFL contract? And is there something that you've had in your mind about what you'd want to do with a potential signing bonus?
I definitely take care of my mom, man. She's definitely a big reason why I'm here. She sacrificed so much for me to get here. She definitely played a part in me growing as a person, growing as a player as well. Because, you know, she's probably my biggest motivation as far as playing wise. So definitely with that bonus, you know what I'm saying? I definitely wanted to take care of her in some way, shape, or form. If not that, then I probably, with everything going on, you know, in society today, you know what I'm saying? I probably want to donate some of that portion to any Black Lives Matter movement or any type of Black-owned business, things like that.
Great answer. And for our last question, Maverick, based off of what you've gone through throughout your career and where you're at this point, for any rising high school football player, what's the best piece of advice that you could give to them?
Keep pushing. You know, it's definitely not going to be a walk in the park, you know, wherever you go. You just have to keep pushing. This main thing, you just don't give up. And like also, you know, when things seem to get tough, try to just think about the reason why you do it. Because once you think about that, like, you're going to be a lot more stronger than you think you are, whether it be through school, whether it be through football or social life, anything.
That was Maverick Gamble with the Merrimack football team. We really appreciate all your time and insight and wishing you best of luck in this upcoming season.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.